Welcome to Cheers. I'm your host, Avery Woods. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Cheers podcast. I'm your host, Avery Woods, and we are in a new place today. We came to LA. Spotify Podcasts in LA let us borrow their studio for the week. So thank you so much, Spotify. But I have a very special guest today.
Woohoo!
I have the queen of annihilating men. This is, I feel like we're friends. This is Drew.
Yeah, I know. It feels like we've been long-time friends, huh?
And I'm just obsessed with you.
Same.
So thank you for being on my podcast. And I'm going to be on yours tomorrow, which I'm so excited for.
Period. Yeah.
I told Drew, I was like, I just want to learn more about you, like where you came from, your background.
Totally.
But for those that live under a rock and don't know who you are, give like a brief intro of yourself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a TikToker. Everybody hates that term now, but I blew up on TikTok like a few years ago, I would say now, mostly for like just absolutely fucking up horrible men. You cuss on your podcast, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, no, fuck it up.
I figured.
Bro.
Yeah. I figured. I just want to make sure. I just was like absolutely like disemboweling men who are awful
as you
on
should.
The internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then people really liked it, caught onto it, loved it. And now here we are.
Yeah. Well, you have so many different ventures that you've gone from this.
Mm-hmm.
Your book, first of all.
Yeah.
Incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That was
Thank
so,
you so
cool.
Much.
I remember some of my favorite videos when I first found you was like men at the gym. Those just fucking kill me, dude.
Yeah.
I literally
They're
can't.
My biggest fans. Like, gym bros, oh, they love me.
No, it's the way that you, I want your confidence to clap back so bad. Because some people I will, and then some people I'm like, I'm just going to block you, fuck you.
Yeah.
Your responses to people just are so good.
Yeah,
like,
you.
and you're always just like, but you're single, right? Like,
yeah.
You're not getting pussy.
No, absolutely not. Pussy-less, in fact.
Pussy-less.
Yeah, if anything, I'm getting more puss than you, girl. My bad.
No,
sorry,
girls are
I'd hate me
you.
Too.
Yeah.
Well, that's why sometimes I'm like, if I look like that, I'd be really fucking mad at me, too.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
If I saw me on the internet, I'd be angry.
No, absolutely. So, what was your first ever video you did destroying a man?
Destroying a man? Fuck. To remember the first one is hard. But I do remember the first one that, like, really blew me up was a video where it was my first one to go viral. And it was me just listing out very specific red flags in men.
Yeah.
And I, like, a girl, like, was like, what are some weirdly specific ones? And so I had, like, a whole list. I had, like, 12.
Yeah.
And I just went down the list. And they were super specific. Like, I was saying, like, if Wolf of Wall Street's your favorite movie of all time.
Oh, no,
you, like,
Wolf
worship
of Wall Street.
Tom Brady. Like, if you wear a backwards hat in the pool. Loyalty tattooed on the arm.
Scott's like, that's actually all my type.
He's like, uh-oh. And they're probably pieces of shit.
Yeah, 100%. There's a reason why he's single.
There you go.
Okay, so tell me about, like, your background, where you came from, because I know you're super close to your family. Your mom and your sister came today.
Period.
It was so nice meeting them.
They come with me everywhere.
I love that. Where are you from? What was your childhood like? Tell me a little bit about that.
I mean, I'm from Southern California originally. Like, I grew up in, like, Santa Ana, like, is where I was born, Orange County area.
Yeah.
And then, like, people get really mad when I say Santa Ana's part of Orange County. It is, okay? Don't get mad at me.
Also, like, why the fuck are you so pressed about it?
You don't care. Relax. Yeah. And then I grew up in the Inland Empire, so, like,
okay.
Riverside County.
Yeah.
It's kind of, like, where I grew up, and was, like, fully raised. Went to regular school, like, public school, all that. Played sports growing up my whole life. And then I went to the University of Hawaii for college.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So
cool.
I lived in Hawaii for a long time, and I have a lot of family there and everything. So it just kind of made sense for me to go over there.
Yeah.
And so I majored in journalism and communications.
Okay.
At the same time, double major, period.
Yeah, because she's smart as fuck.
Yeah. And I graduated in 4 years with both my degrees, but I had an emphasis in sports journalism. So I really wanted to work in sports. And my dad played in the NFL eons ago.
Okay.
Everyone I know and my family has played football. Like, my boyfriend played football. Like, everybody plays football if you're someone. So, like, if you're a man and you're someone. So, I just kind of thought sports was my calling. I was like, I think I'm going to go into sports, but more so in, like, sideline reporting. I wanted to be, like, a journalist, right? And so, right out of college, It's like really hard to get a job. Shocker.
Yeah.
Especially in sports and entertainment. It's like really saturated. So it was a little hard for me to get a job that I really wanted. But I did like, I did have a really kick-ass job right out of college, but I went into PR, which is like the complete opposite of journalism. So like I worked in PR for a while, and then I got like a random like resume pull because I was applying constantly for sports jobs. And then I got like a random call from the NFL. And that's when I like,
holy shit,
really like I got from the hit from the NFL, and I was like, holy shit, this is it for me.
Yeah.
Like this is what I've wanted. And so I remember I did like 5 rounds of interviews, didn't end up getting that job, but they really loved me and pushed me to another desk. And then like a couple months later, I got another like call, and then they wanted to do 5 more rounds of interviews, and then I got it. So that's where I was working at. I worked there from 2019 to 2020, got fired. And then,
wait, really?
Hell yeah, girl. What the fuck? And I've told people, when people are like, I want to be a creator, I'm like, get fired. That's the key.
Me leaving nursing, I was like, oh fuck. Yeah.
Be asked to leave and never come back. And then you'll, all of a sudden your social media presence will explode. Don't do that. I'm kidding. But I got fired, and that was horrible and terrifying for obvious reasons. But it was very like, I really, really, really hated that job. Like it was killing me slowly. And so after that happened, literally like 3 weeks later, the pandemic hit, and then we're all stuck at home and we're not doing anything. And I felt very like lost at the time. And I'm a Virgo, so I've never felt that way. Yeah. Like I'm never lost. I have a plan for a plan for a plan. Like if that plan doesn't work, I got 10 more that will probably work. And so I'd never felt like that before. I feel like that was like my Saturn return for me. Like doubt about myself and my skills and like my ability to like succeed had never really been anything I had to deal with before. And so it was a real like tumultuous time for me mentally at the time. And then my boyfriend actually encouraged me to start posting on TikTok, because he was like, you know, because back in the day I used to make like Snapchat rants from like my silly ass friends. We're the same age, I'm pretty sure, right?
How old are you?
28?
Yeah.
Gonna be 29?
Yeah.
Period.
Wait, when's your birthday?
September 18th.
Oh shit. Okay. April.
You're an Aries?
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I don't really know much about that. I'm going to be totally honest.
Do you know your big three?
No.
Me getting all witchy immediately.
I'm
like, don't worry, we'll talk about it.
After this, we'll talk about it. Yeah.
So basically, Saturn return happens around 27.
Okay.
So it's like something like huge shifts in your life.
That is literally my entire fucking last year. That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? So like something huge shifts, like some, whether you get fired, you have a breakup, you have like, you move, like there's something,
career change,
just something huge shifts in your life, and it completely alters the trajectory of your path.
Wait, I might be a convert, because I'm so like, I'm like, is it true? Is it?
Well,
that
also,
right there freaks me out. Because when I was 27, my life was in complete shambles and like completely turned 180. So that totally makes sense.
Yeah. So everyone's Saturn return looks different.
Okay.
But it's supposed to put you on the path you're supposed to be on.
Okay.
So like that's how I felt about losing my job, because I was like, I was so unhappy, but I'm also someone who like can't leave with no plan.
Yeah.
So even though I kept telling my family like, I'm going to go, I'm going to leave, I swear, I'm just like, I got to like get some stuff together, I wasn't going to leave unless I got kicked like off the fucking path.
You have to be forced to.
Truly.
Yeah.
Like I had no other choice. They literally told me leave and don't come back. So I had to leave
and
not come back.
They're actually filing restraining orders.
Yeah, they're actually like, we have your fucking face plastered outside the office. Don't come around here anymore. When my boyfriend asked me to start, he was like, why don't you just do it like just to be for fun? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, to be creative. And I was like, okay. But I felt too old for the shit at the time. And so,
well, it's hard. There's like 16-year-olds that are getting millions of followers. I'm like, I'm literally over a decade older than you.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. Same. When I tell people how old I am, even now, and I don't know if you get this, but like, they're like, wow, you look so much younger than that.
Oh, mine's like, oh, I thought you were 42. I'm like, hey, fuck y'all.
Oh, okay. No, for sure. Okay. No, for me, it's like, I'm like 60. Like when I tell people, I'm like, everyone's 17. And soaking wet. What's going on?
No, when I tell you.
Why are you all so shiny?
Every brand trip I've ever been on, this is the exact conversation we have. We sit in a circle and it's, because I'm 21 or I'm 19 or like they can't even have a drink at the like welcome dinner wherever the fuck we're at. And I'm like, oh, okay. And like, how old are you? I'm like 28. They're like, oh, like their eyes are like really fucking wide.
They're like, you.
Or if they're like, what do you like to do in your free time? I'm like, hang out with my kids. You're a mom. Oh my God, you're a mom.
They're like, kids.
And then they look at me like the grandma of the group. And like someone gets sick and they're like, Avery, can you come like hold my hair back while I'm puking? And me. I'm like,
oh, literally God. Me. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if you have Virgo in your chart, honestly.
Really?
Virgo's like the mom friend a lot of times.
Why is that totally me? Everyone calls me their mom. Yeah. Everyone's like, hey, mama.
And you're a literal mom, so maybe that's why too.
Okay, remind me of your boyfriend's name.
Peely. Yeah.
How long have you guys been together?
This year, 7 years.
Damn.
Yeah, a long time.
How did you meet? Because I don't know.
We met in high school.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, we went to high school together. We were not high school sweethearts. People like to say, oh, high school sweethearts. Wrong. I like to think of it more of like an enemies to lovers.
Got it. Arc. Yeah, sometimes it's
the line is razor thin.
Yeah.
No, it was like we were friends. We were cool in high school, but we never dated each other. He had serious relationships. I didn't.
Yeah. You're like, I fucking hate men.
And from the jump, from the beginning, from OG. Like, and it's funny because my sister, we joke about this a lot on my sister and I's podcast, but we always talk about how like she always had crushes. I never did. Mm-hmm. And my sister's a lesbian. So like, figure that out. But I was like, girl, we are better than these men. And like, she's gay.
She's like,
so.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I
she, want nothing to she's like, them. Oh, turns out I'm gay. So, yeah. But yeah, we went to high school together. And then we both graduated, went to different colleges, different paths, and then dated other people. And then right before I graduated, he started kind of hitting me up. And I was like, what do you want? Because he pissed me off, like, transparently. And I can't even remember what it was about, if I'm being honest. But I remember I was angry at him. And, oh, I remember what it was. It was like, he just kept blowing me off. Like, because, you know, when you have friends after college and stuff, like, sometimes we would get lunch, like, once a year, like, coworkers. Yeah. Like, we would just be like, nice to see you
like
again.
Very superficial.
Yeah, it's real like standard. It's nothing crazy. And then he started like kind of blowing me off like a few times. It was very like a couple days before, the day of, an hour before, and then it was like he just didn't show up at all. And I was like, okay, see, we're not dating, so I don't have to do this. Like, I remember I got really mad and I told him, I was like, it's funny because like we're not even that close, so like we don't need to do this.
Yeah,
this weird lunch that we have.
Yeah, like, it doesn't
have
to happen.
I never have to have it again. It's cool. And I was, like, so angry. I, like, settled that to him in a text. And he was like, I'm really sorry. Right? So then I just ignored him. Fast forward, I'm about to graduate from college. He starts, like, texting me, like, hey, like, when do you get home? We should hang out. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was, like, screenshotting it, sending it to my sister. And I was like, can you fucking believe this guy? And he's, like, if you know my boyfriend at all, like, he doesn't do anything he doesn't want to do. Mm-hmm. So the fact that he was, like, he chased me for months. Like, he consistently hit me up. I never text him back. And then the last one he sent me before we actually hung out was like, hey, I know you're ignoring me. I'm really, really sorry for everything that happened. Like, please let me make it up to you. If not, that's okay. I won't bother you anymore.
That's a man.
Yeah, right. And then I showed it to my mom and my mom was like, he sounds sorry. And I was like, fuck him.
Yeah.
Because I was all pissed off. Like,
fuck men.
Yeah,
mom.
Fuck him. And then my mom was like, well, why don't you just go to like lunch or something? And then I mean, if he still sucks, at least you got a free meal. And I was like,
hey, see, that's sprinkle, when it comes sprinkle. To dating, get the free food and drink.
Yeah, she was like, at least, like, she's like, hang out with him, hear him out. If he still sucks, at least you got a free meal. And I was like, period, mom, period.
I love mom. Yeah, she's got the right mindset.
I was like, joke's on me. I fell in love, so he got me. But yeah, it worked out.
Wow. Okay, so going back to talking about TikTok, did you ever get another job or did you just go straight on a TikTok and that was it?
Well, I was working from home at the time, okay. Like, because it was like, you know, everyone's working from home during the pandemic. But I did, while I was at the NFL too and all my other jobs, I had built up quite a lot of savings.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I was like, once TikTok kind of like started, like, I started getting a little bit of traction, I started getting some followers. I was like thinking like, okay, maybe this could like be a thing. Mm-hmm. And then once it really started kind of rolling, I gave myself like 6 months. Like I told my parents, I was like, hey, like, I think I'm going to try this and really fucking go after it for like 6 months and see if it works. Because that's how much money I had saved.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I was like, she's financially responsible too, you fucking assholes.
Virgo. And so I was like, give me 6 months. Like, my parents were so supportive of anything I wanted to do, but they also knew, like, I have responsibilities, I have bills to pay.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I just think I'm going to give it 6 months. I'm going to really, like, put my whole fucking back in this shit and see if it works. And my parents were like, okay, like, sounds good to me. And then literally 6 months to the day, I was like, almost to the day I was signed and, like, had a couple brand deals and all that. And I was like, period.
That's amazing. At what point did it click that you're like, okay, this could be it for me?
I think it was when my like followers really started growing like rapidly, like at a rate I couldn't even really keep track of. And it was at one point I was growing 100,000 like every week. So like every week I was going up 100,000 more. So I would go like 80,000 to 180,000 to 280,000 to 380,000. Like it was just literally compounding on itself. And every single video I put out was getting like 3, 4, 5 million views. Like, I don't know what the fuck happened. Like, I lost my account 4 times, but like.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, girl.
Because people were reporting you for harassment or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking, they got me. Shit.
Yeah, they falsely reported me so many times. Like, they've doxed me a million times. They got rid of my Instagram. They got rid of my Twitter. Like, they've done all of that. Like, men are relentless.
It's because they're so offended and insulted.
Yeah, and they're so starved for puss, like my fucking bad. But like, like that's, I don't know, take it up with God, bitch. I don't know why you're fucking starving. I don't know why. But I, the first time I lost my account, I think it was at 400K.
Oh, damn.
Which was devastating. But then one of my mutuals at the time, he messaged me. He like deleted his account, but he messaged me and was like, I know how to get it back. Like he sent me this whole thing. And then a whole bunch of my followers were like emailing and they got it back from me in like 24 hours.
Wow.
The next time I lost it, it was right before I hit a mil. It was like at late 100K. And I had just gotten signed. And I was like, Alex, who's still my agent to this day, I was like, girl, time to work for that fucking 20%, bitch. Let's
also,
get to
joke's
it.
On you. I already signed that dotted line. Yeah, so can't drop
6 months. Sorry. and so she actually helped me get it back that time. Third time I lost it, right after I hit a mil. Fourth time I lost it, it was at like 1.1. So then after that, I got verified. I got a rep at TikTok. They left me the fuck alone. So like after that, we're good now. But
it's like, I don't know if you get this too, but any video I post, people will try to report it as like sponsored or like try to take it on as being an ad. I'm like, you just got my fucking back. I'm not making money off this.
No, for real. They honestly, they'll report me for anything, like literally anything at all. Even my Instagram too. They got my Instagram deleted twice, which is so funny because the first time I lost it, I got it back through the process of getting it back. But the second time I got it back was literally because a girl who worked at Instagram, she emailed me. And was like, hey, girl, I can help you if you need help.
Shout out to her.
Wasn't sure if it was for real, but I was like, I mean, I might as well see this through.
Yeah.
And she was about to bounce anyways because she's like, I got another job.
So
before I leave, I'm going to help you get it back.
What a queen.
Like, that's why I'm always like, girls are going to do it for you every time.
Oh,
if the girls love you,
percent.
They're going to take care of you.
100%. That's like how we got a connect at Spotify.
Oh, really?
She worked for TikTok prior and she had followed me. And so she connected with my team. She's so cool.
Period.
It's always about the queens.
I'm telling you.
Okay. So I want to know where the confidence came from to respond to all these people. Like, do you ever block anyone or do you always respond?
I mean, I do block people, but most of the time it's just, they're like, I think a lot of times they're just, obviously they're burners a lot of times, but they're people who are just being like blatantly bigoted for like no good reason. It's just like they come in swinging for no reason and I'm like, fuck out of here. Like,
it's also the people that, imagine having this much fucking time that you created 5 new profiles in one day just to put the same comment.
You would gag to see the shit that men have done. Like, girl, some people have emailed me. Like, they've literally sent me an email. I had a dude send me and he's like, you blocked me, so I need to get all my thoughts out here. Blocked again.
Yeah.
Did you know you can block emails?
Yeah. Immediately blocked.
Oh yeah, I'll block that too, bitch. What the fuck?
I just, like, where did this fire come from where you just don't fucking care?
I mean, I think a big part of it is, like, delusion. But, like, if I'm being honest. But and there ain't nothing wrong with it. Who's going to tell me different? Nobody.
Yeah, yep.
But I also think a lot of it has to do with my upbringing. Like, my mom has always been, like, a no bullshit kind of person. Like, my mom does not take disrespect at fucking all. And also, Samoan people, like, at its very genesis of Samoan culture, it's very matriarchal. So women are held in very, very high regard in our culture, and women hold positions of power. Women are decision makers. And in my culture, too, like, men do all the cooking and cleaning. That's just, like, how it works.
Are we going to, like, is anyone going to take fucking notes? Or, like, how are we going to get that to, like, spread into all of society?
For real. And that's me being 100% real and honest. Like, that's men do all the cooking and cleaning because that's considered a manly job to take care of your family.
Yeah.
And women take care of the elderly and children. That's, like, that's, like, how our roles are divided. They're never really divided by gender. It's more so just, like, opportunity.
Sure.
And so women can be chiefs, women can make decisions, women can hold positions of power. So like that kind of thread line has always been in my family.
Yeah.
And so like, for example, like my dad's like a big dude because my dad's someone. So my dad's 6'6". My mom's
well,
five,
you're also
three.
Extremely tall, yeah. Which I'm not used to. And I
and you're
expect, tall. Because I'm 5'9".
Yeah,
like,
period.
You're tall. Love. And I usually it's most influencers are so much smaller. And I'm like looking down like, hey,
everybody's
and I'm like, hey, I got a
tiny,
tall queen. Yeah.
Tiny. In this yeah. industry, everyone is so fucking small. Yeah, I joke about that all the time. I'm like, I'm Shaquille O'Neal in every room I go into.
That is so true. And yeah. It's funny. People expect me to be short because my husband's 6'5". So standing
yeah.
next to him, I
same.
Look petite.
Same.
But I'm not. But especially in heels when I'm over 6 feet tall at influencer yeah. events. And I'm like... I'm literally the fucking mom of the group. Like, my arms are on people, and they're, like,
yeah,
all
dude,
down
they
here.
Do that, like, prom
hey.
Pose when they're, like,
oh,
this on you.
Oh, it's so bad.
Girl, don't
it's
do that to
so
me. Yeah, my boyfriend's 6'4", so,
okay.
like, my boyfriend's a big dude, too. My dad is 6'6", my mom's 5'3", so,
okay.
like, real. And my sister,
yeah.
my older sister is 5'4".
Oh, my
so,
God.
And my little brother's taller than me, so,
okay.
you know, like, my family dynamic, how it's always worked is, like, my dad has always, like, been super supportive of my mom kind of leading the charge. Like, my dad doesn't give a fuck. Like, my dad has
yeah.
no pride at all. My mom's always made more money than my dad. My dad doesn't give a shit. My dad's dream has always been to be a stay-at-home dad. Like, my dad's like, I want to be at fucking home, like
yeah.
taking care of the kids. I want to cook, I want to clean, I want to take care of the house. Like, I don't give a shit, because that's how my dad was raised.
Yeah.
So like, that's what he prefers. And he loves, my mom loves to work, and my mom loves to be a decision maker, and like, my dad's cool with it. Like, my dad doesn't give a shit. So those are just the dynamics I was raised with, and I have multiple father figures in my life besides my own dad, all of whom have acted the same way. Like, they've always felt that way about women, they've always upheld them, they've always empowered them, and they've never felt better than them
mm-hmm.
ever. And so that's just how I was raised. So that was my idea of what relationships should look like, whether they're platonic or romantic, between men and women. And so, like, you know, growing up, that's aside from my delusional confidence, like, all of that coupled together, I think it's just like the perfect storm of me
yeah.
not giving a shit. But I think, you know, growing up and going through my pick me phases, because everybody's done that, obviously,
mm-hmm.
like, everyone has internalized misogyny. It's just our choice to unpack it. I think once I got rid of all of that shit and like ripped it out of me, especially in college, I think college is like, college genuinely, I believe, makes you a better person.
Yeah.
Like, when you go and you experience life on your own.
You finally grow by yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you grow outside of your environment, and you grow next to people who come from completely different walks of life, and you just get a different kind of experience. And I think all of that, plus my sister coming out and everything, really expanded my worldview and gave
mm-hmm.
me a much better perspective and made me a better person overall.
Yeah.
And then I think... you know, I've told people before, as far as, like, not giving a shit what men say about me, I just, like, don't get any of my validation from men. Like, I don't feel good about myself when men pay attention to me. In fact, I get angry.
Yeah.
So, like, I bristle almost
yeah.
immediately.
Yeah, you, like, cave in.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah,
yeah,
they make me uncomfortable and
yeah.
angry
yeah.
immediately.
Yeah.
So, like, I've never, ever gotten power or strength from men, literally ever. There have been moments where, you know, you, like, feel like, because like, men are paying attention to you and you're a pick me and you're like
you're like, oh my god,
yeah, you have those moments obviously. But then like, I've even talked about this in my book too, where it's like, even at my most like intense pick me phases, there was always something telling me like, if men were acting crazy, I'm like, well, see, I'm not gonna let you do that. Like,
yeah.
I'll let you pay attention to me, but I'm not gonna let you fucking disrespect me.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's only helped my platform, because
mm-hmm.
it's just, it's really strengthened my conviction. Like, I'm like, I don't give a shit if men call me fat and ugly at all, because you're also ugly.
Also,
so.
You're not.
Well,
you're
I would never
so
fuck you, so,
hot.
Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
If anything, we have a lot in common. Like, you would never
yeah.
fuck me, I would never fuck you, twin.
Yeah, it's like, tell me you're a virgin without telling me you're virgin.
Yeah, or, again, like, single. Like, bitch, like, and that's why the process of events is always like, oh, she's probably single. Wrong. Okay, well, her man's probably ugly. Wrong. Oh, well, he's probably short. Wrong.
Also, even if you were, like, even if you were single, even if you had no interest in dating at all, it's like,
yeah.
look at you as a person and your career.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck you, I'm successful.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling the truth about you.
Well, and if anything, it strengthens, you know, my belief system, because I do have someone, like a cis straight man who loves me unconditionally for exactly who I am.
Yep.
And so, like, it takes a bad bitch to date a bad bitch.
Yep.
And I've been saying that. So
period.
That's why I'm like, inferior men will always cower in
yep.
the face of women who are better than them. Like,
yep.
they're always going to find a reason to not like you. So you might as well be fucking mean to them out the gate.
Yep.
That's my philosophy anyway.
Yeah. Well, hearing how you were raised is so refreshing because we kind of just went through this transition, which I haven't actually even spoken about. But for 6 months, we contemplated David quitting his job.
Really?
And it was so hard because he worked in law enforcement for over 10 years. He was a sergeant. And what he did on the streets, my work was kind of trickling into that.
Mm.
So a lot of judgment, a lot of people that he worked with that would judge our lives online based off
That's so weird.
What I post, not the work that he did.
Yeah.
And I would never go on and be like, oh, he won this award, he did this, because cops are viewed so skewed now, unfortunately, because of media, which rightly so. There's some fucked up people out there.
Yeah.
But then it got to a point where it's like he was arresting people for like huge, huge crimes. And they're like, please don't take me to jail. I follow your wife. Like, my last wish is to FaceTime her. Like, weird shit.
Yeah.
And then we were just kind of like, okay, I'm gone so much. I'm working so much.
Yeah.
I don't want someone 7 days a week to be raising my kids.
Yeah.
Like, we have this option for you to stay home. And we also have businesses launching, which I need help with.
Yeah.
I'm like, we should just have you leave. And so after about 6 months, we decided that. And I wanted to keep it private for a long time. And of course, it was leaked.
I mean, congratulations on his retirement. That's amazing. It's a huge feat.
Yeah. And of course, it was leaked within like 5 hours of happening. So I was like,
they're
going to
find it every time. Huh?
And I haven't addressed it head on, but I love hearing your perspective of the way that you were raised, because that is David, where he's like, you... Like, he literally was just texting me before this. He's like, I'm organizing all the laundry. Like, it's just, I go to work. I have so much fulfillment in what I do.
Yeah,
and
totally.
I had this career change so late in life where we didn't expect this life. Like, our life was so fucking different 2 years ago. Completely different.
Same, yeah.
And
I always tell people I was so normal before this.
And we still are normal people. We just have a non-normal job.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? But I think because we have real life experience and stable families, that's why our priorities haven't changed and we're not egotistical people.
Yeah, totally.
And I think when people see us online, they think that we're these like fucking cocky bitches that make a bunch of money because we post ourselves. And I'm like, no.
Well, it's also like, that's just hater shit. Like, it's inference you're pulling based off how it makes you feel. And that's a you problem.
Yep.
Like, that's not a me problem. That's a you problem, girl. Yeah. Like, nothing about that is bad.
No.
So.
And my favorite thing to say to people that are like, oh, she's leaving your kids again. I'm like, my first response is, so when I was a full-time ICU nurse, I worked 3 13-hour shifts a week.
That's
so
crazy.
I would wake up at 5 a.m., wouldn't see my kids in the morning, and would be home when they're in bed asleep.
Yeah.
So if I work 3 shifts in a row, that's equivalent to me being gone for 3 days, like a 3-day trip, like what we're taking right now.
Yeah.
And B, if a man is on a business trip while his wife stays home providing for his family, he would be praised.
Yeah, exactly.
But because I'm a woman and I go on a business trip to provide for my family, even though you think it's fun and you see the content online and I'm being paid for it, you wouldn't say shit to a man.
No, absolutely not. Well, and also it's like the job is fun optics-wise.
Yes.
So, like, they immediately don't take it seriously,
yep.
which is a problem you're going to run into no matter what. Like, even... Yeah. I mean, the same similar thing kind of happened with my boyfriend, because my boyfriend's a certified personal trainer. So my boyfriend has his own personal training business, and he was kicking ass, bitch. Like, especially during COVID, like, he was making really good money, and and he was taking care of me a lot of times, which makes me uncomfortable, but I also was contributing where I could, but obviously I was still trying to do this. I was trying to get it off the ground.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't care. Right. And so, like, once this really took off for me and I travel all the fucking time, I would, you know, want him to come with me,
because
I'm like, I really want you to come. I want you to experience it with me. Obviously, your partner, you want your partner to come.
Yep.
And he had to miss work a lot. And so he was like constantly having to leave and constantly having to rearrange. And like, it, you know, it really upset me, because I was telling him, like, I feel like you're missing out on your business and everything. And he was like, I want to do this with you. Like, I've been training for years. Like, I'm okay if I don't train anymore. And like, now he's an influencer too, so he's making his own money that way. But like, I retired him too, because I was like, I would rather you come with me. I'd rather you be with me, but that's up to you. Like, I want you to decide for yourself.
Yeah.
And so he was like, girl, I'm not going to say no.
Yep.
I get to go and stay home and be with you. Like,
yep.
And I'm sure your husband's the same way.
Oh yeah. Like, we leave on Monday for a really big photo shoot that I'm doing for a cosmetic company anyways, mm-hmm. I have the opportunity now. I can take my family to that. Yeah. So we're going to Mexico. We get to take my husband and the kids. He's going to watch them while I go work and shoot. And then I come back to the hotel and we hang out as a family. Like, my kids are so little. My son's not even in kindergarten yet. It's like, why wouldn't we? I work wherever I want. Mm-hmm. And we were like, fuck it, let's go. We rented a house in Hawaii for an entire month this summer. I'm like, let our kids go explore the world with us and come with mom to see her work and provide for the family, even though that looks different in any job. You know, again, what I say is, and my friend Nabella, she's always like, would you say this to a mom that works a normal 9-to-5?
Yeah, exactly.
No, you just are pressed that I have a fucking nanny because my job is to post online.
Well, and most people have help. Like, if you have privilege, you privilege enough to have help, whether it's your family or it's hired help, it's all the same. It's help. Like, you know, I've retired, like, I retired my parents, I retired my uncle, my dad's brother, who edits for us now, and he also watches my dogs. He's, like, my full-time dog sitter.
Amazing.
Because I'm gone all the fucking time, and it's, like, if I can take care of the people I love, and also they can help me in my business, like, why wouldn't I? And that's the reality is, like, you would, too. If you had the opportunity, if you had the chance, you would also, and that's not a bad thing. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't make you a bad person.
No.
For putting on your family, like, that's the best thing you can do.
Absolutely. And we, so our nanny, Bianca, shout out to Bianca, you're the MVP. We hired her when Stevie was, I mean, little, when I was working as a nurse full-time. And David's schedule was fucking crazy. But now that David's home, we obviously don't need her as much. We use her like a couple days a week here and there, but then on trip she'll help with the kids. But we still make sure we pay her or give her the hours that she needs, because we're her only employer. Because I'm like, you're part of our family. Like, we will take care of our own.
Absolutely.
And that's what it comes down to. And I think people are so fucking weirded out about the money you can make doing what we do that they are just so salty about it. But but this is my thing every time, is I'm like, so if this opportunity happened, you worked your ass off to get this, you'd say no?
Exactly.
I highly fucking doubt it.
I say that all the time. I'm like, girl, come on, lie to yourself. Lie to your mom, bitch. Like, don't lie to me. And it's also like, it's none of your business. That's not why you came to my profile. That's not why you watch my, you don't watch my content to pocket watch me. Like, pocket watching, you're a weirdo, bro. You pocket watch, you're a weirdo. Like, don't worry about what I'm spending my money on, girl.
No, it doesn't fucking
matter.
It's
not you, so don't worry about it. It's okay.
Also, this is what gets me, is I'm at the point now where I'm just so honest about what I choose to spend my money on, because guess what? If you see me in a fucking video with a new piece of jewelry, you're going to ask anyway and want me to answer.
Oh, yeah.
Might as well take you with me to fucking buy it. It makes it more fun for me.
Well, and that's also your, that is your content.
Yeah.
And that's what your content has been, but well before you were buying expensive things. And that's the tricky balance with, like, being a public person. And even sometimes when people have asked me, like, you know, how do you balance, like, being a public person? It's like, you have to learn where you draw boundaries and where you don't now. Like, it's because you expose so much of yourself to the world, it's like, you have to deal with what comes with that, which is, and I've said this to people before, like, this job is by no means the hardest job in the world. And we have said that multiple times.
So many fucking
especially
times.
You being a fucking nurse, like, girl, come on. Like, that's a much harder job than what we do now. And you can say that with conviction, especially. But I've always told people, like, the problems that you have in this job are not problems that you would ever have to deal with in any other job. Does that make them, you know, does it inherently make the job the hardest in the world? No. It means that there's no way to properly prepare for the shit that you deal with in this job. So, like, for example, I talked about this on Zach Sang's show, but I was like, safety is a huge thing you sacrifice when you do this. And, like, it's like privacy of any kind, boundaries of any kind. Like, you don't have those anymore. Once you choose to do this. And then it's all under the guise of, like, well, you chose to do this. I didn't choose to have boundaries violated. That's not what I agreed upon when I started posting my silly shit. Like, when I posted me making fun of dudes with bad hairlines, nowhere in that did they tell me that people were going to try to find out where the fuck I live. Like, nowhere in that was that in the writing.
I didn't sign up for my the layout of my home to be leaked, where people could were pointing out the windows of the children's bedrooms.
Exactly.
What the fuck is that?
That's why I was like, it's the boundaries that get crossed and the things that you have to deal with in this job are things that you, no matter how many fucking jobs you've ever had, you would never have to deal with. And, like, it's just a reality. It's an unfortunate one, but it's, like, one that you have to deal with when you agree to do this. And I've had this conversation with my boyfriend's family, my family. Like, once this started happening for me and I decided I was going to do it like full time, I got signed. I was like, I really want to have an honest conversation about privacy. Like, you know, if you're uncomfortable being platformed, you don't have to be. It's too late for me. But like, if you don't want to be platformed, you don't have to be. And yeah. I won't ever tag you. I won't ever associate with you because online, because I don't want people to find you if that's not what you want. And I think that's something you don't ever think you're going to have to do until it happens. And then, like, I've been doxxed many times, like multiple fucking times. I've been doxxed so many times, in fact, that I have like multiple security things in place now, like that, because I have to. I spend a lot of money on security alone just to keep me and my family safe. So like, that's not something that they teach you when you go to college, when you get a regular job, when you work in a restaurant, when you work as a barista. Like, they don't teach you that shit because you don't need to know that. And so that's why I always encourage creators when they come, is to make friends who are also creators, like build community, like almost immediately. Like, it just, it's like invaluable when you're going through shit that you don't know who to ask. Yeah. Like, my parents don't know how to deal with that shit. Like, I have to talk to my parents about it and they don't know either.
Yeah.
So it's like, the only thing that's ever really made me want to quit is being doxxed. Like, any sort of threat to my family or my friends. That's the only shit that's ever made me want to quit, because nothing is worth that to me. And so, you know, you don't deal with that.
Yeah.
In a regular ass job.
It's crazy because we live in a gated community, but people will... We bought our house in 2019, like before I was a very micro influencer, still working as a nurse, but people will, like, we've seen them wait behind cars of like landscapers or house cleaners that will come in, have a gate clicker, drive around, pass our house, and my kids are like riding their Jeeps or their bikes. And I have video like of our security camera with David just like scooping the kids up and just running inside because they have our fucking phones. I'm like, why are you compromising not just the safety of my family, but my minor children?
Yeah, literally.
Like, she's 2 years old.
Yeah, and the parasocial relationship can sometimes become so, so unpredictable and scary.
Yeah.
And it's not, like, the love is not a bad thing. It's just, like, what lengths you're willing to go to show me how much you love me. And, you know, I've been doing this for long enough now that I've, like, had to, there's many different things that I have to be very careful about. So like, house cleaners is a good one. Like, anyone that comes into my home at all to work NDA. On anything. Yeah. That's not a joke.
Yeah.
Have people sign NDAs all the time. Yep. And people who work for me, people who do any sort of job on my house, like a lot of the internal, like, people that I've hired are all people that I know personally and have known me for years because I trust them.
Yep.
And I can't trust a stranger. I just can't anymore. Nope. Like, I literally can't. And it's happened to me before where, like, I've had to change names on a lot of things, like delivery services, DoorDash, Instacart, like all that shit, because people have, like, if they see people at my door, like, for example, if my boyfriend answers the door to, like, get something, it's happened before. This happened years ago, but a girl was literally like, oh my God, I think I know your girlfriend. Do you guys live here? Oh,
fuck.
And it's like, see, like, even... And my boyfriend was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he just took the shit and closed the door.
Smart.
And she felt embarrassed and was like, and then walked away. But I'm like, why? Like, that type of shit is like, why would you do that? Like, why would you say that? Like, why are you, you know what I mean?
Yep.
My brother, he graduated from high school last year. And my brother played football. And I tried his senior year. So I was trying to go to games. I went to one game. And it was a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
Because he goes to a public school and it
mobbed.
Was
mobbed.
Yeah. And just like, I'm being recorded. I'm being filmed by kids. Like, they're all in high school and they're like, they're coming. They're trying to sit next to me. They're trying to sit in front of me. That it made me so uncomfortable. I had to leave early. And then I couldn't go. I didn't go all season.
Yeah.
Because I just can't. And it's just.
And it's so hard because you want to support him.
Yeah. And it sucks because I missed his whole senior season. I couldn't watch it. Like, they would just have to tell me when they got home. And it's. And again, it's like, please don't mistake. It was like, oh, woe is me. It's so fucking hard. Yeah. But it's like, shit like that is shit you don't get back. Like, I won't ever get that time back.
You also don't, you look back and you're like, God, I took for granted just being able to, like, I was just telling Scotty that we were on a date the other day. Mm-hmm. At like our favorite place, the first, like the place he took me to before he proposed. Mm-hmm. And we know all the waitresses, we know the owners. And so we're sitting there and this girl sits next to me. And Dave and I are just having like our open conversation, like as a married couple talking. And then I'd gotten a DM from a girl that was like, I sat next to you the entire time at dinner. I was too shy to say hi. And then for like an hour, we're like, hey, what the fuck do we talk about? Like, okay, are we good?
Yeah, talking in public just, is another one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just small stuff like that. And also talking about your brother's game, I felt the same way because I had taken my best friend out to dinner for her 30th birthday and I like gave her a Louis Vuitton bag, and it was we just wanted to celebrate her, right?
Yeah.
But I kept getting stopped and asked for photos. I'm like, I want the attention to be on her.
Yeah.
And so it's so uncomfortable because, of course, I'm so grateful for people that support me, and I want to be nice, and yeah. I will always stop and give hugs and say hi, meet people. But I'm like, I'm there to celebrate her.
Yeah.
And I don't want, I'm sure you felt that way. We're like, I want the focus on my brother, not people, you know, taking that.
Yeah, I've had to, I was just talking about this on the way down here with my mom and sister, but I was like saying, describing how like pulling focus is another thing that I have to be cognizant of too, because it's unfair. Like it's, you know, especially like weddings, baby showers, I don't go to anymore. Yep. I can't. Like I can't, I literally can't. Because I'm gonna pull focus on your day, and that's not fair. And then like, it's even happened before where I've like gone to family stuff or parties or whatever, and then people like can't help it, so they have to talk to me, they have to ask me for a picture. I can't be rude. This is my family, and like, and so I'm being nice, whatever. And then it's like they get into fights with their spouses because they're like, you made her uncomfortable, I have to apologize to her. And I'm like, you see, like all of this
shit, too complicated.
It just doesn't have to happen. If I just don't go, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And then it sucks because then you miss out on milestone stuff, or you miss out on like events that you would have wanted to be a part of. Mm-hmm. And like, even so, like when I do have those, you know, invites and stuff from like people I love and care about, I'll always like tell them like, are you okay with me coming? Like it's, I just want to be upfront about it. Like, and even then, like a lot of my loved ones will be like, I understand if you don't want to come.
Yeah.
Like, but I promise like no one's going to make you uncomfortable. Like, it just sucks that they even have to do that, or like preface it, or like tell their friends and family, like, hey, don't be weird when she comes. Like, that just sucks. And it's shit that you don't think about when it happens, because you're like, oh my god, this is so exciting, and this is my dream job, and this is amazing, and all the positives outweigh the negatives. But it's like the negatives that are like hard to deal with, it's like always personal. Like it's like your own family, your own house, your own safety. It's like, it sucks.
Have you experienced, as you've gotten bigger, your circle getting smaller because people have so many issues when you become so successful? Because I've experienced that.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what makes this industry so isolating, which is why what you were saying, where you have to have people that are in the same industry that understand.
Yeah.
Because it gets so isolating. And even having conversations like that of kind of warning people, I've had people be like, okay, like, oh, Miss Popular, you're a fucking celebrity. I'm like, I'm not telling you this because I'm trying to brag to you. I'm just stating facts.
Yeah, I'm letting you know.
I'm letting you know because I want to respect you.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't think I've had anyone get like mad, but the shady shit. Yeah. Like, I think that's just human nature. Like, it's almost like they can't help it. Like, they're like, okay. And it's like, I'm not trying to be a dick, dude. I'm letting you know, like, that this is, as annoyed as it makes you, it also makes me uncomfortable. Like, we're on the same team, I promise. Like, I don't want that to be the case at all. As far as my circle getting smaller, I mean, I would say relatively. I think for the most part, especially because I was, like, so grown by the time I got the platform. Like, you obviously were the same age. Like, I feel like at that point, I had kind of already solidified my circle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then people who fell off or kind of faded, I think it was going to happen no matter what. I think it was just fast-tracked by this. I think more than anything, I've been a lot more particular about, like,
who you let in.
Yeah. Like even come to my house, give my phone number to, like, I, you know, because obviously once this happens, like, people you haven't heard from in years are like, oh, hey, my girl. God, girl, like, I can't fucking believe it. Congrats on all the success. Oh, like, that's natural.
Also,
I got
I'm doing an MLM.
They're like, also, don't know if you know this, but I do have a fundraiser coming up. Would love if you could. Like, I had a dude from fucking high school. I graduated from high school in 2013, bitch. That's over 10 years ago. I had a dude from high school. Wasn't even my friend. Like if I'm being honest, we were not even friends. We were like, we had a couple classes together, maybe. And he literally messaged me and was like, hey, congrats on all the success. Just real curious, since, you know, you love standing up for women, my girlfriend has a jewelry business. Was curious if you could post about it, promote it. I don't know you or your fucking girlfriend.
You're like, my team will send you my raise.
Yeah, I literally was like, honestly, block. Like, I was like, get the fuck out of here, bro. I don't even know you.
The,
like,
entitlement, it's fucking,
we haven't
nuts.
Talked in over a decade, girl. Yeah. I haven't seen you since the night we graduated senior night in May 2013.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Shit like that, yeah, that happened to me a lot. Especially people from high school.
Oh, yeah.
Not even from college. It was like mostly from high school.
It's like, have you been on this journey with me as I've... What? No.
Yeah, they're like, would you be willing to promote my girlfriend who you've never met and I haven't talked to in over a decade? Would you be willing to promote her business? Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with no.
Oh, no.
Okay. I want to hear about your book.
Oh, yeah.
When did you decide to write one and kind of talk about what's in there?
Oh, thank you. I think I decided, I mean, I transparently like told like my manager and my mom, like I was like, you know, the whole idea of a book was brought to me and I was like, I don't know. Like I told my manager, especially, I told both of them the exact same thing. I was like, I don't know if I've lived a life long enough to warrant a book, because I felt like they really wanted me to do a memoir, because I was like, I don't know if I have enough words in my head for any other kind of book other than a memoir.
Bitch, that's, yeah, when you write a thick ass, that's a lot of words.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if I, like, my words are nearly important enough to be published, but my team was insistent, like, they were really like, well, let's just, like, you know, set up some meetings, let's see, like, maybe there's something there, I don't know, and I was like, okay, and so I met with a few, like, literary agents, and then, we agreed to work with one, and they were very like, it's a real like loose process, like let's just see what happens. And they kind of asked me like what books I really like kind of fucked with that obviously were like nonfiction. And I, you know, when I was going through my fucking Saturn return, I was reading a whole bunch of self-help books, so I was like, I really like the idea of self-help, I think maybe I could do that, like I feel like my wheelhouse might lend towards that more so than a memoir. And so they were very like open to it. So I wrote a chapter, because they were saying like, what are some things that you talk about online that you would probably want to expand further on in the book? And so I like gave them a list of things, and then that's kind of how we made chapters. And then they were like, okay, if this is the one you feel strongest about, like just write me like this many words, and just, it doesn't have to be perfect, like just kind of write it for me. And so I wrote like a bunch of words on that shit, and then I gave it to them and they made it look pretty. And then they wrote like a little intro for me, and then they packaged it together, and it's called, it's just like a proposal. And then they kind of shop that around to different publishers. And so I did all that in like September 2021.
Oh, damn.
And then December that year, or no, 2022, sorry, September. And then December 2022, I went to New York for some other work stuff, but I had like 13 meetings with publishers. Damn. All of them wanted to buy it, which I was like, what the fuck?
That's
like,
amazing.
Just one chapter? Shit. And I remember in those meetings, I was literally thinking, you guys really want to spend money on me? For what? Your money, not mine. Yeah. Just kidding. Just kidding, Quest, if you see this. Just kidding.
She's like, actually, can we cut that?
I was totally kidding. And then Questlove's team and his imprint was one of the meetings that I took, and he actually came in person to meet me, and he just really wanted to like get to know me. And that's kind of what they are, you know, like they're like discovery calls, like they just really want to get to know you as a person. I think a lot of times they just want to make sure you're not an asshole.
Totally.
Yeah, they just want to make sure you're not a dick. Yeah.
And that you're not like dull.
Yeah. Like you're not the worst. Yeah. Like that's really a big temp gauge for them. And so I met with Quest, and he was so fucking awesome. He's like genuinely a genius. And I remember he told me in that meeting, he's like, I really like that you're like you're someone who's like a truth teller, like a table shaker, like you just, you do shit so differently, and I want to be a part of it. And I was like, period.
Yeah.
Period, said, Questlove. All right. Yeah. And I remember he had to leave early because he was filming The Tonight Show. But I was like, casual. What do you got? I was like, what, you got somewhere busy to be? Yeah. You got somewhere better to be? Than in this office park with me? Okay.
The Tonight Show can eat my fucking ass. Yeah.
And I was like, hey, put the bit down just for one day. Like me having to constantly make jokes is insane. And so I met with him, a bunch of other people. They were all lovely, and I couldn't believe that so many of them wanted to buy it. And so we went with Quest's team, and it was amazing. And all last year I wrote the book. So I wrote from like January to like September, I think. Yeah, around September. In the beginning, I just kind of had a lot of meetings with my team, and they listened to me talk for hours, which I feel so bad for them.
No.
But they just listened to me talk about myself for hours. which was fucking insane. And then we started writing. Like, it was kind of like from those conversations, we found like the flow of what we wanted. And then they would just give me, like, they're like, okay, if we want to do a chapter on this, like, just give me this many words for it.
Yeah.
And so then I would write it. They would rearrange it, edit it, send it back to me, rewrite it. Like, oh my God, the process is so tedious. And I was moving at the same time too.
Oh, yeah.
When I was like in the final stages of writing. But yeah. It was a very long process, but it was well worth it. I hope everybody loves it.
Yeah.
If you don't love it, don't tell me.
Yeah. Clearly people do, because I mean, pre-order alone, you were just skyrocketing. That's incredible.
Thank you.
But that just shows you build such a loyal audience. They don't care what the fuck you're going to write about. They just want to support you.
Yeah, which is incredible and amazing. And I feel like too, especially now, because there's like something called NetGalley where people can get advanced copies of manuscripts and like review them. And that's how a lot of, you know, people who work for publications, that's how they get the physical book or they get a NetGalley copy. And a lot of the reviews I've been seeing recently make me really happy. I'm so glad people love it. I'm like, and again, if you don't love it, don't tell me. It's okay.
Yeah.
Just don't tell me. But it's more so about, I feel like it focuses on decentering men from your purview at all, like just ripping them out entirely and like only focusing on you and directing all that love and energy towards yourself and mm-hmm. why it'll always pay off in the end, whether it's for you personally, romantically, platonically, successfully, whatever that may be.
That's amazing. Yeah. So what's your goals for the future, next 5 years? What can you see yourself doing?
Oh, man. Oh, God. I don't even know. All kinds of shit. I feel like I'm currently right now, and I can't say too much about it, but I'm working on stuff for TV, which is very exciting.
Amazing.
I swear to God, like, as soon as I put something down, I'm like, okay, well, time to pick up 30 more.
Yep.
So I'm hopeful that it just, like, I keep rolling balls in different directions mm-hmm. and trying different forms of media. Like, obviously, I love social media. I'll never turn my back on the internet because it gave me everything I have today, and I'm so thankful for it. But I also think it's a beautiful thing to know that my community knows they can do this without me. I don't have to do this forever in order for them to, like, feel empowered or feel, you know, encouraged or feel loved. Many of them have taken up my mantle. Please, by all means, like, heavy is the head, bitch. Good luck.
Yeah.
But I'll always make fun of men. Duh. But I think that I love that they're growing with me and they know that, like, I'll move into other mediums. So hopefully more TV, movies, maybe more books. Who knows? As long as I'm still alive in 5 years, I think that's
you
a win.
Will be. Well, you have so many different exciting avenues, and I have that same perspective where it's impossible to do social media forever. It just doesn't last, and you burn out really quick.
Totally.
And
especially yours. I don't know how the fuck you do that. The vlogs, girl.
Oh, yeah.
I did one vlog for a brand deal. Girl, I was like, I didn't film for 14 hours. I was like, wasn't I supposed to be filming? Shit.
I know.
What the fuck?
It's a lot. That's what people don't understand, like, the behind the scenes of editing. And
capturing everything.
Yeah,
like,
dude. I have a hard
crazy time
letting go of control, too. Like, I'm so OCD about editing and stuff. Scott can attest to that. Because I'm like, please help me. And then I'm like, actually, let me fucking do it because you're
actually, you did
wrong.
It completely wrong.
Yeah.
In fact,
it's because he's a man.
But a gay man.
Yeah. No, he's one of the gals. We love him. All right. Well, thank you for being on Cheers. I really appreciate
you.
Of
course. Thanks for having me.
Are you kidding me? And everyone needs to check out my episode on Drew's podcast. We're recording that tomorrow.
Yeah.
And obviously check out Drew, her socials, her book. She's a fucking badass, and I just adore you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you. You're amazing.